we get things underway with episode 3 of our fall special series called Black Bear Classics. A chance to look back at some of the greatest Maine football games from the last 25 years, brought to you by our friends at ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. And as always, we welcome in my broadcast partner, Bob Lucy. Hello there, Bob.
Hello, Richard. How are you doing today?
Doing very well, thank you, and excited to go back. And it's hard to believe, 16 years to the Maine-Mississippi State game.
Yeah, one of my all-time favorite Maine football games, an historic victory over an SEC team for Maine.
Yeah, and a great trip that we'll talk about as well, but to get some perspective on it, we turn to a guy who was in charge of the defense for the Black Bears that day, Maine's defensive coordinator then. These days, he's the head coach at Allegheny College. We're pleased to welcome in our friend Rich Nagy. Hello, Coach.
Hey, Rich, Bob, thanks for having me.
Man, it's good to hear from you. It's been far too long.
I know. You know, always said when we were recruiting up in Maine, it was a destination state. Now that I've been away, we just don't make it up there quite as much.
Well, let's set the scene for this one. Back in 2004, when you first got the word as a staff that you were going to be going to the SEC, what was the thought process?
I was driving into work, and I heard it on the radio. and then I had to track Taz down to make sure it was true, and I was like, uh-oh. You know, I don't think he wanted to tell anybody until it became official.
Well, of course, that was also a historic season for Mississippi State as well. They had just recently hired Sylvester Croom as the first Black coach in the SEC.
Yeah, no. It was his first year, so it was a lot of good stuff.
All right, so, Rich, what was the game plan defensively going in against this Mississippi State team?
You know, it was hard because, you know, you're watching them play like Auburn and different people on tape, and you can't get a gauge on where you're going to stand with them. And, you know, we just went in and we saw a couple things we felt like we could take advantage of. We had a great staff with Rob Smith and Jeff Commission too. So we, those, like I said, a couple things we thought we could take advantage of. We just didn't know how the talent level was going to match up. And then, you know, I remember after the first series, turning to like Mike DeVito and, you know, Pat Powell, Matt King, and Marcus Walton up front. And, you know, they were like, Coach, we can play with them. And I'm like, okay, so then we just sort of took it away from there.
Bob, let's talk about some of the players. And Rich mentioned some of those guys on the defensive squad. Some of the names of guys who played particularly well for the Black Bears in this Mississippi State game to help take us back.
Well, you certainly have guys like Mike DeVito, as Rich mentioned, and Matt King was also on that defensive line, Pat Bow. And then you had guys like Ron Whitcomb, who was a sophomore, wound up being the second all-time passer at Maine in yardage. Marcus Williams, Maine's all-time leading rusher, was a senior that year. Montel Owen was a junior that year. Montel played running back at Maine and had a nice career in the NFL. Kevin McMahon was an outstanding player for Maine over that 2004 season and 2005, and he was the last player drafted in the seventh round and taken, I believe, by the Raiders. So it was a real good mix of promising newcomers, those freshmen, sophomores, and then there were some senior veterans, you know, guys like Marcus Williams. It was a tough-minded team. When I think of this game, I always think of Rich Nagy, because Coach was always very well-prepared, and he was very unpredictable. He was aggressive, adept at adjusting blitz packages, disguising coverages, and if he got you on first and second down, he would put you in a real pickle on third and long. And I think that really is what happened in this game. They were in shotgun formation a lot, trying to make plays, and Rich was dialing up blitzes like a mad scientist, and he was getting guys to the quarterback.
Yeah, put a lot of pressure all day on Omar Connor, their outstanding quarterback. He did get Mississippi State on the board, a 7-play, 66-yard drive late in the first quarter. Mississippi State was up 7-0, but Rich, your defense held them in check and really shut them down for the rest of the first half. How did you feel going in the locker room down just 7-0?
Oh, so great. You know, it's just, but you're still in the back of your mind. You're like, okay, how long can we keep this up? You know, but it was, you know, the other guy was Brandon McGowan, you know, and going in to the game, I'll never forget talking to him like Tuesday, Wednesday, and telling him if we were going to have any chance to win the game, he had to be the best player on the field. And, you know, he was. He did some great things. And, you know, we were able to make some blitz adjustments at halftime, which helped us shore up some of the run game so we could get to the pass game. And like I said, the guys just played unbelievable. And John Baumgartner was one of our corners, you know, and, you know, came up with a couple big, you know, turnover situations. You know, he made in the red zone, and we had three total. I know in the red zone that, you know, really saved us on some drives. And, you know, I know Bob, you talk about the blitz and stuff, and I'll never forget, like, the, you know, getting into the third and 2 minutes at the end, and they're moving the ball a little bit, and I was like, hey, we got here by blitzing them. We're gonna, if we go down, it's gonna be by blitzing them because they got a couple chunk plays. And I think at that point, like, everybody on the headsets went silent. I was like, all right, I guess I'm by myself right now. But I tell you what, the kids were fired up. They're like, yeah, coach, this is what we're doing. Just go for it. And I'm like, all right, here we go.
Well, the offense has struggled for the Black Bears all day. Bob Main would finish the day with only 226 rushing yards. Montel Owens, 8 carries for 28 yards to lead the rushing attack. Ron Whitcomb, though, pretty efficient, 10 of 19, 124 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions.
Yeah, I think when you look at the data, it was really interesting when you looked at the stats, and I enjoyed reflecting back on it. Mississippi State didn't do much on the ground either. They had 124 yards rushing on 37 carries, and Maine had 102 yards rushing on 37 carries. Maine averaged 2.8 yards a rush. They averaged 3.4 yards a rush. They got the upper hand in the passing yardage. They had 250 yards passing, Maine 124 yards, but Maine forced 3 turnovers, a couple of fumbles and an interception. And I think the big difference in this game was Maine took advantage of red zone opportunities. They were 2 for 2, and Mississippi State was 1 of 5 in the red zone. And that ultimately led to their demise in this one. Neither team did real well on third down conversions. Maine 4 of 15, and Mississippi State 4 of 14.
Well, let's listen to some of the highlights from this one. The Black Bears were down 7-0, but late in the third quarter, they put themselves in position to get on the board thanks to a nice run from Marcus Williams.
A single back set with Marcus Williams there. Ivy Nwosu in motion. The handoff, Marcus. Whole right side. First down and more. 35, Marcus. Left side, one man to beat. 25, 20, and out of bounds. First down, Maine. Deep in Mississippi State territory. Nothing fancy there on short yardage. That was an inside zone over the right guard. Williams got through the hole into daylight and then punished the defender. A 21-yard run for Marcus Williams.
The Black Bears would get it all the way down to the 14-yard line and then have to try to get a field goal. Mike Mello came on to get the Black Bears on the board.
With a spot, it's going to be about a 31-yard try. Try to get Maine on the board. Against Mississippi State. It's long enough, and it's good. Mike Mello drills the field goal. And how about that, Maine fans? It is a 4-point game with 5 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the third.
And so the Black Bears were right in this one. And then a big defensive play for the Black Bears with Mississippi State driving and threatening to add to their lead. Now, we have to explain a little bit here. We had a hard time tracking down highlights of this game. We actually found them on an old cassette tape and had to try and salvage them. Great work by Kerry Haskell cleaning them up as best we could. So this one's a little rough, but this was a key play for the Maine defense.
Mississippi State 7 and Maine 3 with 7:10 left to go in the game. Two back set now. Toss to Reed, right side. It's a good block. Loose football. And it went out of bounds. The Bears nearly caught that ball in midair. Quezada was there. And also Brandon McGowan. He ran out of Reed's hand, and he almost caught it. Well, Reed got helicoptered over there, and he tried to jump into the end zone. And Reed's got the ball. Maine has recovered. Wow. Unbelievable.
All right, Rich Nagy, what happened on that play?
Yeah, I remember. I think it was John Baumgartner who hit him, and we were. I'll be honest with you, we were at the point where we were out of gas. You know, we were just holding on, and he hit it. Fumble went through the end zone, so we got the touchback, got the ball to the 20, and I think the next that was the drive we scored upon right after that turnover. So I think it. You know, at the point where we were a little tired, it gave us some energy.
Absolutely. The Black Bears would go on an 8-play, 80-yard drive, and one of the biggest plays of that drive was a beautiful pass from Ron Whitcomb to Ryan Waller.
Whitcomb, with time, throwing deep, Waller inside the 20, he has it, and it is a Maine first down at the 17 of MSU on a tremendous catch by Ryan Waller. Ryan Waller was the inside receiver in a slot left formation. He ran a post pattern, came wide open between the hashes. Great blocking by the offensive line, and Whitcomb razor sharp.
And that
25-yard pass play to Ryan Waller, his third catch of the night.
And that got the Black Bears in position for what would prove to be the game-winning score.
The Black Bears are at Mississippi State's 17 with 3 minutes left, trailing 7-3. We may have to steal your line, Al Michaels. Play fake. Whitcomb. McMahon in the end zone. Touchdown, Maine. The Bears have taken the lead over Mississippi State. Rich Maine lined up with two tight ends. McMahon was the flanker on the left side. He ran a post pan and he got inside the Mississippi State defensive back. And Whitcomb laid it in there perfectly for a huge touchdown.
Bob, you're a little excited on that one.
I sure was. I still remember the setting. It was a beautiful night for football, and great throw by Whitcomb. And Kevin McMahon just made a big play. He was a guy that ran a 4.31 40 and had a 40-inch vertical jump, and he could make plays. And it was just a tremendous feeling.
Then it was up to the defense. Maine holding on to a 9-7 lead over Mississippi State. But, Rich, your defense held firm. And then, with, I think, about a minute to go, they opted to punt the football. Were you surprised at that?
Yeah, I was, because I thought we were running out of time. But it worked out because they got it back. So, you know, they knew what they were doing, I guess.
Well, that was nail-biting time for us up in the broadcast booth. What was it like for you guys watching those final seconds tick off?
It was hard because, I'll be honest with you, you know, your head starts going a lot of different ways. And when we missed the extra point, I was like, oh, man, we've worked too hard, you know, because it's only going to take a field goal. So not only, you know, it was like, all right, we got to stop them here, but we got to make sure we do it before they get in field goal range. And like I said, that's when we started playing some soft zones, and they sort of picked it a little bit, you know, got some plays and, you know, had to go back to what was working and just, you know, we were able to get off the field and guys made some plays. It was unbelievable. And Mike Mello, you know, I know he hit that field goal, but he was amazing all day punting too. And just, it seemed like every time we got on the field, they had to go 80, 90 yards. So like he did, it felt like he averaged like 60 yards, but it was just an unbelievable thing when that final whistle went off. It was a lot of excitement, but a lot of relief too.
Well, it was a stunning victory. The Maine Black Bears winning that one 9-7. First ever win over an FBS opponent. First win over an SEC school. And I know at the time, at least we had heard at the time, there were other SEC schools that had been interested in playing the Black Bears. But those offers suddenly went away after the win at Starkville.
Yeah. Instead, we played Nebraska. I don't know what was better.
Well, and I believe, Bob, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but this September game in 2004 with 61,337 people in the stands at Starkville, at the time, I believe, was the largest crowd to see a Maine football game, and then that record would be broken the next year at Nebraska.
Yeah, almost 80,000 at Nebraska. They listed the attendance at 43,486. It sure seemed like there was more than that. But at any rate, back-to-back years, Mississippi State and Nebraska, that was an awful lot of fun. And Maine played Nebraska very tough, too. And they were in a 15-7 game with about 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter in that one. And again, credit to Maine's players because they played with confidence, they played aggressive, and there was a really good coaching staff that brought unity and good game plans to the table for those big-time games. One thing I'd mention, Rich, is the game with Mississippi State was Maine's first game against an FBS team since 1991.
And would that have been the Hawaii game?
Either that or Rutgers. It might have been Rutgers. I think they played Rutgers at one point in time. But it was a special atmosphere. And, you know, Rich mentioned some of the outstanding players on Maine's team that year that went on and had a lot of success in the NFL. Brandon McGowan, as he mentioned, finished that season with 101 total tackles. And he played in the NFL for 5 years, including in 2009 with the Patriots. We mentioned Montel Owens, longtime player in the NFL, excelled at special teams, was an all-pro special teams player for at least a few years. Kevin McMahon, we mentioned him as a guy that got into a camp. And, of course, Mike DeVito played for 9 years in the NFL and did an outstanding job with the Jets and the Chiefs. So, I mean, I could go on and on. Some of the guys were only sophomores. Some of them were seniors. But it was a good blend. It was a confident group. And I saw that confidence just grow as that game went along. And you had that feeling like Maine could win that game if they kept playing hard. And ultimately, that's what happened. And credit to all the coaches and players.
And Rich, this was really the beginning of a new era in Maine football in taking on those FBS opponents on a regular basis. Obviously a big challenge for the staff and the players, but you and Kazi and Bobby Wilder and everybody involved really seemed to embrace that challenge.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you want to compete, you got to compete against the best. And, and the kids wanted that too. So it was great. You know, I know we at first Jack was a little nervous about it, but then once we started playing it, it really brought out the best in our kids. And you know, like you said, that's the one thing I always remember coaching those kids up there is just how tough they were. And there was so much fun, and obviously that started with Kaz and just worked its way through the program. But it was such a joy to coach those guys and go to battle with them every weekend.
How are things going at Allegheny? I know you guys have got to practice a little later this afternoon.
Yeah, no, things, we're in the midst of this pandemic, so we're not playing this fall. And hopefully we get some games in the spring. We'll know more here, but it's been fun. You know, it's obviously it's different when you're the head coach because now I'm responsible for the entire team as opposed to just half of it. But it's we got some great kids and we're building this thing. And I started my career here, so. It's fun to come back to a place that I was at, at the start of my career and, come in a different role and get it back to, hopefully get it back to the national level that we were when I was here before.
Well, Rich, we miss seeing you on a regular basis. It's been great to have you back with us to reminisce about one of the biggest wins in Maine football history. We wish you much success going forward. Hope you and the family are doing very well, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again down the road.
No, it sounds great. I really appreciate you guys having me on. It's great catching up, and these are some great memories. I appreciate you taking me back to those days.
Thank you, Rich. Be well.
All right, you too. Take care.
Rich Nagy, right. Head coach at Allegheny College, Maine's defensive coordinator for that big win 16 years ago against Mississippi State. And Bob, along with all the football, some memories off the field as well, and we don't have time for all of them, but I think my favorite might have been us going to Tupelo and you and I visiting the Elvis Presley Birthplace Museum, the one-room cabin that the King of Rock and Roll was born in.
Yeah, that was quite an experience, Rich, one I will never forget.
We were in there, and it was a small group on a tour, and this very earnest woman was explaining, right here in this room, Elvis and his twin Jesse were born, and all of a sudden there was a little noise from the fireplace, And she said, well, that might be the king himself right here. And you and I laughed. But we were the only ones laughing because everybody else on that tour seemed to be convinced that the ghost of the king of rock and roll had reappeared right then and there. And that's when we knew we were, well, we weren't in Kansas or Maine anymore.
No, no. But it was just a wonderful experience. You know, sometimes over the years, you have those crystal clear memories of what it was like. And I can still remember being up in that booth, surveying that big stadium. It was a night game, and people had been tailgating for about 2 days, and the atmosphere was incredible. And that team, you know, wound up, Mississippi State was 3-8 that year, 2-6 in the conference, but they did beat, later in the season, Florida, 38-31 in Kentucky, and had a 3-point loss to Arkansas and a 16-point loss to Alabama. So it was a team that was able to string a couple of wins together down the stretch. But a lot of good memories, a lot of fun.
And I remember getting on the elevator after the game, and their longtime play-by-play broadcaster said to us, yeah, thanks a lot. We lose to you guys, and as a reward, next week we go get our butts kicked at LSU.
Yeah, well, you know, they had an outstanding quarterback in that game, Omar Connor. He was rated, coming out of high school, Rich, the 13th best quarterback in the country. He was Mr. Football in Mississippi. But his first year as a true freshman, he played wide receiver. And so that Maine game was only his third start in college as a quarterback. And the rest of his career, he wound up kind of playing some wide receiver and some quarterback. But as I mentioned, Rich Nagy was a master at disguising and confusing. And Maine was real good on first and second down in that game. And it seemed like the quarterback, Omar Connor, was always in third and long situations. And you knew it was coming, but you didn't know who was going to blitz off what side and were they going to press and be in man-to-man coverage or bail. And he just confused them a lot. And I know you and I were talking about, boy, I wonder if they're just going to try to, you know, stick to the ground game and try to run the ball down the field. Eventually they did that and then fumbled into the end zone and lost it on a touchback.
Well, quite a memory. A great game from Maine's past. 2004, Maine 9, Mississippi State 7. This week's Black Bear Classic. Bob, a lot of fun as always, and we'll go back to the drawing board and come up with another great game for the last 25 years when we do it again next Friday.
I look forward to it, Rich.
All right, thank you, Bob. Good. Bob Lucy, Black Bear Classics, brought to you by Clear Point Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears.